Belinda Audio and Gill Books present this unabridged recording of The Happy Medium. Swap the weight of having it all for having more with less. Written and read by Anne-Marie O'Connor. The only thing that is immune to change is our desire for meaning. Douglas Copeland, Microserves. Introduction. The middle ground. It doesn't get much press, does it? There's no clickbait instability, no hedonic headline imbalance, no cliffhanger in even keel. Hearts don't beat faster, palms don't get sweaty, mouths don't dry up. In fact, we do our level best to avoid its average reputation. Why walk the path of least resistance when there's a sheer rock face to climb? Because it makes sense to, that's why. My name is Anne-Marie O'Connor. You might know me as the author of The Happy Closet, or you might not know me at all. Either way, allow me to introduce myself. I'm an inexpert expert on the subject of mindfulness. My first book, The Happy Closet, helped readers declutter their wardrobes from the inside out by using positive psychology to clear the hang-ups and habits that shape sartorial well-being. This book, The Happy Medium, will help you gain perspective on your personal satisfaction from the outside in by using positive psychology to clear unsustainable expectations of what constitutes a life well lived. What makes me qualified to riff on happiness? Not a lot, just my own outlook. I believe that happiness is found on your own terms, not the dictates of the masses or the validation of a crowd. As for me, I'm 43. I'm single. I still rent. I earn less than most of my peers. I had a cat, but he left me, and I still don't know how to drive. By society standards, I'm invisible. By my standards, I'm rather happy. Admittedly, my life sounds more like a country and western song than that of a self-help author, but aside from the packaging, it's exactly what I hoped for as a freewheeling 20-something. More on that later. Are you still with me? This is generally where I lose people. No one queues up to hear about the life more ordinary. We've been primed to expect more, aspire to better, nothing less than the best. The speed of modern culture combined with the hyper-connectivity of technology has shifted our perspective from good enough to never enough. With that, the story-making moments of our lives are carefully constructed and edited with social media tools to create blemish-free narratives that always end in a happily ever after. The reality? It's making us miserable. Think about it. The very concept of having it all carries its own burden. All by its definition suggests the whole of. The whole of what exactly? All is limitless, and to be fair, that's a mighty big ask. Being the inexpert expert that I am, my humble prescription is one of applied mindfulness, a happy medium, if you will. Let's be clear, this isn't a mantra of mediocrity. Rather, it's about finding balance in a full-throttle culture, discovering what it is you need so you can get more of what you want, your very own happy medium.